Hi. This week the question is, did Holy Spirit baptism save Cornelius in Acts chapter 10? According to the New Testament, Holy Spirit baptism never saved anyone from their sins. Jesus promised Holy Spirit baptism to his apostles in Acts chapter 1 verses 4 through 8, but they were already saved. Rather than saving them from their sins, the purpose of Holy Spirit baptism was to confirm the gospel message spoken by the apostles. Mark 16, verse 20. Since Holy Spirit baptism never saved anyone, it's possible for this phenomenon to pass away without anyone losing their salvation. However, there is a case in which Holy Spirit baptism did appear to save someone from their sins. At least some people think so. In Acts chapter 10 and 11, we read about a man named Cornelius and his family who were baptized by the Holy Spirit. Notice Acts chapter 10, verse 44. The Bible says, when Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. In the next chapter, the Apostle Peter explains to Jewish brethren why this baptism of the Holy Spirit occurred. Let's accept what Peter said about this. Let's not build a case and claim things which Peter himself never claimed. Notice Acts chapter 11, verses 13 through 18. Cornelius told us that he had seen an angel standing in his house who said to him, "Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved." And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. And then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, "John indeed baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God? And when they heard these things, they became silent and they glorified God, saying, "Then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life." Now, my friend, if you have your Bible opened, underline verse 14. The angel of God told Cornelius that Peter would come and preach words by which he and his entire household would be saved. Now, you think about that. If words saved Cornelius, then Holy Spirit baptism did not save him. It's foolish to think that Cornelius was first saved by words and then saved again by Holy Spirit baptism. The angel said words would be spoken and those words would save the family. Now here's a question. What words were spoken by Peter that resulted in Cornelius being saved from his sins? All right, let's look. Acts 10, verse 47 through 48. Peter answered, "Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And then they asked him to stay a few days. Now, the words that were spoken by Peter that resulted in salvation was the command to be baptized in water. No one should be surprised about that because Jesus himself said in Mark 16, 16, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved." In Acts 22, verse 16, the Bible says, "Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." We see then that Holy Spirit baptism did not save Cornelius. He was saved when he believed the gospel message about Jesus and was baptized in water to have his sins washed away. What did Holy Spirit baptism do for Cornelius if it didn't save him? If you examine the passage carefully, you will see that Holy Spirit baptism was to convince the Jews that God would accept Gentiles being baptized into the church. Peter asked in Acts 10 and verse 47, "Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" Now, if Cornelius had not been baptized by the Holy Spirit, someone might have forbidden water. Someone might have forbidden these Gentiles from being baptized and becoming members of the church. So you see, Holy Spirit baptism in this case was to convince the Jews that God would now allow Gentiles into the church of Jesus Christ. And to put it in other words, Holy Spirit baptism and miracles was not to save anyone from their sins, but its purpose was to convince men who did not believe. It was proof from heaven that could be seen and heard. It was visible and audible proof that the gospel was from heaven and not from men. In Hebrews chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, the Bible says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him, God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will." Now, there are many examples of men who had the Holy Spirit come upon them miraculously, but it did not save them from their sins. In Numbers chapter 24, verse 2, the Holy Spirit came upon Balaam and made him bless Israel, but Balaam was never saved. In 1 Samuel 19, verse 23, the Holy Spirit came upon King Saul and made him prophesy, but King Saul was not saved. In Numbers 22, verse 28, the Holy Spirit came upon a donkey and made the donkey speak, but the donkey was not saved. In 1 Samuel chapter 6, the Holy Spirit came upon some milk cows and forced those milk cows to walk to Israel, but the milk cows were never saved. Holy Spirit baptism then never saved anyone from their sins. Men were saved in the New Testament when they heard the words of the gospel and were baptized in water for the remission of sins. Acts 2 and verse 38. Holy Spirit baptism does not even occur today. No one is baptized by the Holy Spirit today, and no one can work miracles today. This all ceased when the gospel was completely revealed and confirmed. 1 Corinthians 13, 8 through 13. Because this is so, then let us not make the mistake of looking for Holy Spirit baptism to come upon any of us. It was never meant for all people, and it never saved anyone to begin with. Since it never saved anyone, it was able to pass away without anyone losing their salvation. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.